Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 558, Sketchy Reads, recorded live on November 1st, 2016. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we're here with a somewhat short show this week. We don't really have much to talk about as far as news goes, and community stuff is kind of on a lull as well, believe it or not. But we have another update to go off of, and we're actually recording this on Tuesday, so we're not quite as irrelevant. Yay!
Yay! Our news isn't already a week old.
I know, right? It's finally good to have that actually be a little more appropriately aligned to be close with news for a change. But there's a lot of stuff going on with Halo Wars 2. There was some footage that was out there a while ago. I still haven't watched any Blitz footage.
I've watched some Blitz footage. Still waiting for more on the game type before I form an opinion. Looks fun, but I still want some more information on that.
Right. But we have another bulletin, or community update, I guess they're technically called, to go through. And we actually have a little bit of changing of the guard as well. We have a little switch up in community managers. That kind of is kind of the first thing up in talking with what's going on with Halo. So I guess we'll just kind of dive right into it. So for those who don't know, Bravo is being promoted, and we have a new community manager that's stepping in. And some of you guys, especially some old Halo folks, I guess I wouldn't necessarily say old Halo folks. Well,
early Halo folks.
Yeah, let's do that. Early Halo folks probably remember Sketch. He was one of the other guys kind of more on the community side deck during the Bungie days of Halo 2. So he's actually coming in as a community manager for 343, coming back into the role of Halo. So that's kind of cool that we have someone that's been part of the Halo franchise before kind of step back up into the community role. So that's kind of cool. I'm happy with the pick. Granted, there's been a few people that have commented on the fact that he hasn't really tweeted in like 2 years. But I have a feeling
that'll probably change.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, probably. So there's a lot of cool things that we get to see from having how would I phrase this? Having, I guess, old time Halo folk, or as Laird's now saying in the chat, distinguished Halo folks.
Yeah, that's good, Laird. I'll go with distinguished.
From past Halo games, actually. Kind of come back to the franchise. So I don't think I ever got a chance to really meet Sketch. I think I may have seen him at an MLG event, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, one of the pictures off of MLG, it may have been Sketch in that picture. So actually, I think I'm in the picture with Sketch, come to think of it. I have to look that one up. If anyone wants to try to look that up while I'm
babbling.
Yeah, babbling. But I figured I'd go ahead and kind of read off the little note from him with him coming back to the Halo franchise that he wrote up on the blog post. So he says, as the end of my first week at 343 comes to a close, it's a very surreal feeling to pick up this torch and jump back into the Halo community after nearly a 6-year hiatus. A lot has changed during my post-Bungie cryo sleep, and this week has brought a veritable flood of emotions bursting with spores of excitement, nostalgia, and honestly a sprinkle of trepidation.
Well, sounds like he's settling into the role.
Yeah, he's already got the lingo brushed off and got that book opened up and is throwing down the rhymes
big
of Halo.
Words.
Yes. He says, also, thankfully, some things haven't changed, namely the longstanding love of Halo, a kick-ass fan community, and a community team comprised of awesome, passionate folks who love their jobs. I truly miss being an official part of the Halo, and while I did briefly mull over making a run at becoming the oldest ever HCS pro, I'm thrilled that 343 spared me the humiliation and instead welcomed me into this more suitable role. It's safe to say the community team now has a brand new worst Halo player to beat up on, though I'm pretty certain I can still crush Frankie. Yes, the inter-office banter has begun.
1v1 me, bro! 1v1 me!
Scrubs. Yep, he's going to fit right back in just fine, I feel. He also says, it will certainly take some time for me to unlock all the necessary 343 community certs. Sadly, I seem no closer to finally acquiring a DMR, but it's a journey, and I'm stoked to be starting and looking forward to learning and experiencing together. To kick things off, I'd love to get your help. Please stop by the Waypoint forums and say hi, share any questions you have, and I'll do my best to answer them in the next week's update. And finally, as I am reliving so many great memories this week and we are gearing up to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the entire Halo franchise, I'd love to hear some of your favorite Halo memories. Please share yours in our forums right here and we'll highlight some of our favorites in the coming weeks as we celebrate this momentous milestone. I know the music, and now it's time to dance. Go easy on me in parentheses. He is going to fit right in. Right back in.
Funny thing is I was just digging through some of my old video archive and was watching that video earlier tonight, the ODST video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm going through and seeing how much of my videos got destroyed when I screwed up my storage drive.
Uh-oh.
Luckily, I recovered most of the documents, but there was several of the videos that didn't quite make the recovery, so...
Like, you're talking about Bungie Vidox?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they still have them all up on Bungie's website somewhere that you can at least link to and download. I know I have a whole storage drive, well, not storage drive, but a whole folder of Bungie Vidox that I used to download straight from their site whenever they had, back in the days of the internet, when you could choose whether you wanted to watch the WMV version or the MOV version.
Yeah. Back in those days when you had choices.
Back in those days when you had to figure out which platform was going to work best with what you got.
Uh-huh. Every once in a while I still come across a site that asks you what format you want to download it in. Generally on mobile.
Well, everything runs pretty much MP4 these days, so if you're not running MP4, then you're kind of like, what are you doing? Like, no. Anyways, lots of nostalgia in those Vidocs. Lots of really cool memories. And I kind of miss the fact that 343 doesn't really do much in terms of Vidocs.
Yeah, I really wish they did more.
Me too.
It's amazing how much information that they can give you and not tell you a darn thing.
Right? Kind of sucks. But hey, it is what it is. No offense to them, but just give me some nostalgia, please.
Something
what? Oh, give something?
Yeah.
So I found that picture that I was talking about.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's a... I have it saved locally. I don't know where it would have... It would have been up on MLG's website on like a blog article or something that they did. So if someone was to search MLG 2009, there's a picture of me and I'm in the background with G. Lewis, whoever remembers G. Lewis, and there's also a sketch. Oh my gosh! I just found an old picture of Bravo. Oh my gosh. I'm linking this. Oh geez. I'm gonna have to tweet this to him too. Oh my goodness gracious. This is amazing. Actually, I'm just gonna tweet it to him right now. Oh no, I'll save it after the podcast. But yeah, wow, that's a young Bravo. My gosh. Anyways. Pins is like all the hair. Anywho. So there's, if anyone can find that picture from LBG 2009 with me, and that Sketch is in it too. So I have seen Sketch before. I don't think I've ever formally been introduced to him, but I have seen him before.
I'm sure that'll change.
Yeah. Well, it'll definitely change now. All right. So again, Bravo is kind of moving up in the ranks, same as Jess did back when, Bravo took the reins over from her. So Bravo, we wish you the best of luck wherever your endeavors take you, and it's been awesome to have you as a community manager for the past several years, and we are more than happy to welcome back Sketch into the fold with Halo, and I think it's going to be an awesome time. Looking forward to Definitely. Having you back on the team, Sketch. All right. So we have a couple other Halloween type updates. So for those who were playing over this past weekend, they did a refresh on the infection playlist. So they came out with some refresh of some maps. I think they threw in a couple of new ones as well. They did little kind of like fixes to some and put in some new ones. So if you had the chance to kind of run into the infection mode, it was kind of a good weekend to do so, given all the festivities going on. And then also there's some Halo lanterns, I guess, as I'll call them, for things that happened over the past week for people carving stuff. 343 has actually been putting out some stencils for people to carve pumpkin with, and there's a few that they posted pictures on. One is the snake emblem. It's on one of the flags. I think it's on the original blue team flag, the little snake.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one. It says 1v1 me, bro. Just like, yeah, okay. There's a Halo reference right there. So that came over from HBO, and apparently they had something called a Lanoween party between somewhere out in the realm of what they called Pennsylvania. So
Pennsylvania, huh?
I think it was kind of like it was a LAN party, but not exactly a LAN party. Anyways, they said they got to play some ODST, some Reach, had some fun LAN party stuff going on there. So that was all pretty fun. We actually know Padrak. I never know how to say his actual handle. Laird can probably help me figure out how to say it, but Padreg, something like that. Padreg. But we know him. He's been at quite a few of the different conventions that I've been to. He's always been at PAX West or PAX Prime as it used to be. So he's a really cool dude. So it's cool to see a little bit of HBO love over on the update as well. Kind of going back to the whole Guilt or Lantern thing, which they didn't have officially this year. I don't know if it was something that was done kind of on the side, but I don't think that I ever saw an official contest this year. So maybe it'll be back next year.
Yeah, hopefully. I like seeing the jack-o'-lanterns. There's some people that get really freaking creative.
Yeah, and I haven't done anything with the whole like scraping designs. I'm just still at the beginner phase of just straight out cutting shapes. And honestly, I hadn't carved a jack-o'-lantern in probably 9 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So I actually did one this year, and it was my first time doing it in a long time.
Yeah, it's a definite art. My wife carves one every year, and we set it out on our front porch, and then I have to throw it away because the squirrels start eating it.
Oh, the squirrels actually come and eat it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, tonight I came home tonight, and the bottom of the mouth got a little whiter.
Oh.
I'm like,
That's funny. that's kind of funny.
And there's little pieces of pumpkin sitting on the step, so I'm guessing the squirrels were chewing on it.
Probably bit off a piece and then ran over a little bit and chewed on it.
Uh-huh. But anyway, it's really neat to see what people do with the carving the jack-o'-lanterns. You know, the Halo stuff is absolutely awesome that I've seen. And then you get the people that just freehand it. It's quite interesting. I do wish I had that kind of skill.
Me too. I look at some of the beginner stencils that they posted up a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, yeah, that still looks kind of hard.
I'm doing good just to do the traditional, you know, eyes, nose, and mouth.
Yeah, that's kind of the stage I'm at right now. Nothing too special, simplistic. Design is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, simple is better.
I agree. So there's a bit of a Q&A also up here with regards to Blitz. So Blitz came out a couple of weeks ago. They showed it off, and there have been some questions about it. Questions about just kind of general overall what it is, how will people get into it, how does it differ from normal RTS stuff. But there's a couple of things in here that we kind of mentioned last, I guess a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this, and I was told this. I hadn't seen the discussions about the Blitz card kind of being like wreck, but I remember when I was reading it, making the comment that kind of sounded like wreck. But there's a couple of questions that were in here that kind of address it a little bit. Again, it's kind of your standard 343 answer, so take these with a grain of salt. But there's just a couple of things that I want to kind of read off of their Q&A. And the first question is really about the cards, like what they are, how do you earn them, how do you purchase them, all that kind of stuff. Like how similar to Rex are these? And then Grim is the one asking the questions, and then Dan Ayub is the one that's answering them. So his response to that question is, you collect packs of cards by playing any part of the game, including playing the campaign, traditional multiplayer modes, and all blitz modes. And in turn, you use those cards to create your decks. There are Unicy-specific cards and Banish-specific cards usable by any leader in that faction. In addition to cards unique to each leader, you can earn packs through completing campaign missions, daily and weekly challenges, challenges are back, and more. Once you earn a card, it's yours forever, and you can use it however you like. You do have the ability to purchase packs as well, but we are very mindful of pay-to-win concerns and are expressly tuning to prevent those types of scenarios. We'll also be adding new cards through DLC, which can also be earned through challenges. So it sounds like they're kind of tooling around with the whole rec system type of thing again, but trying to not make it as pay-to-win. So yeah, it does kind of sound like a variant of the rec system, but the whole fact of purchasing packs, maybe, I mean, the notion of him saying that we're trying to make sure it's not pay to win almost sounds like there's, you can throw money at it and you can buy these packs.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's interesting though, that once you unlock a card though, you have it forever. So they're all permanent cards. At least that's kind of the idea, or that seems like the general notion of the answer of that question.
Yeah. If that is true, then, you know, that's good. Cause then there's a limited advantage to, if you were buying the cards with money, there's a limited advantage. You know, once you buy all the cards, you know, that's it until they add new ones. Any advantage you would have would be limited as far as in a time frame, you know, until somebody earns those cards in game, or, you know, until they get to the point where people are earning the higher end cards in the game. You know, unlike in Halo 5, where you have cards that you burn, and, you know, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Well, I'm also thinking too, with Halo Wars, you don't have too many different types of units. Unless they're going to be making units specifically for Blitz.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. At least I wouldn't think they would, but you never know. But, you know, unlocking the higher power, you know, the paying money would allow you to unlock the higher level units faster.
Right.
You know, you would have that card available to you faster than somebody that is just grinding challenges and earning in-game currency to get the cards, or however they plan on doing it.
Yep, you're buying shortcuts, basically. So we'll see how that works. Sounds like another rec system. Anyways, they did announce that there's going to be... Well, I guess we already kind of knew this before, but they expanded a little bit more upon the season pass idea that will include 6 months of DLC, which I guess that's kind of another discussion we can get to at some point, is the whole DLC idea, because I know there's some people that don't like the idea of just monthly DLC versus just doing kind of package deals of DLC and that kind of stuff. So that's an interesting discussion. I think we talked about it a little bit before on the show, but there is going to be a season pass and then the definitive edition on Windows 10 and Xbox One has the DLC tied with it as well. Or sorry, Ultimate Edition, not Definitive Edition. Definitive Edition is the thing that includes Halo Wars, the original, on PC and Xbox One.
As far as the DLC, I'm kind of interested in seeing if it's just going to be leaders or if it's going to be leaders and maps and maybe units. I would think that they would probably limit it to leaders and maps, you know, because if you start bringing in, you know, DLC units, then people could get people with DLC could have a unique advantage.
I'm sure they'll still try to figure out how to balance that in the game.
I hope so. But, you know, the more units you bring in the game, the harder it is to maintain that balance.
Well, I also wonder if it's something along the lines of if if you go into matchmaking or whatever, because you had back in Halo 3 days and I guess Halo 4 days as well, you had playlists that were DLC specific. So maybe you'll have certain things that if you're doing matchmaking, you'll match up with people that also have the same DLC as you have. Versus if you have people that are going up standard, then you won't get matched up against those folks with DLC. Or if you match up, then it just disables your DLC, so you have the same base of units.
Well, see, then we go back to the same problem that we had in Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4. You have a divide in your community. They'll be the haves and have-nots. You know, that's one of the drawbacks to having paid for DLC is there's going to be people that will buy it and there's going to be people that won't. And the people that do buy it, all of a sudden your matchmaking options are much thinner if you want to be able to play the new maps.
True, true. It's a hard point to make because you want to present that game for people that are just fine with the base game, that maybe just want to play the campaign or whatever. And you want to give the DLC to folks that are going to buy it. But a lot of games still employ that whole season pass idea to begin with. I mean,
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's just, it's one of the drawbacks to having paid for DLC. You know, it's the option. The other option is what we have in Halo 5. You know, you have the rec system where the rec system pays for the DLC. Well, supposed to, at least.
Yeah. Who knows the real stats behind those? I see where the split is in that. I think with the whole season pass idea, at least you're only splitting it kind of two ways versus back in the Halo 2 and Halo 3 days, you could buy all those DLC packs separately. So at least you only have really two different separations of the player base there.
Yeah, you have base game and then you have the people with the DLC, which will help because, you know, that, you know, there was more than one time I came up across people that had some of the DLC but didn't have all of it.
And you don't really see that nowadays because of everyone doing season passes. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. I'm guessing they're already thinking ahead of how DLC is going to impact matchmaking and impact the cards and making sure that it's going to be either kind of even across the board in that case or making sure that DLC players are matching up with DLC players and vice versa with non-DLC. We also have another answer to a question, and we're getting another beta. We're getting a Bits beta. Bits, wow. Bits beta. We're getting a Blitz. Blitz beta early next year on Windows 10 and PC. Or sorry, Windows 10 and Xbox One, which will be more kind of the network test beta as people are typically accustomed to with video game betas, not like the one that we had back in June this year. And they'll probably just be doing some level testing out with the Blitz game mode, make sure everything is working as it should be, and probably also doing the network testing stuff as well.
Do the network load testing.
Yep.
And then have it all blow up on launch day.
Has there been a game on Xbox One that hasn't had launch day issues yet?
No.
Or let me rephrase that. A game that's heavily multiplayer. I'll clarify and say it that way.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of the games that have launched have been, you know, they've been reliant on network servers. I don't know how Gears of War launched, because I honestly wasn't paying attention. It seems like it would be a little bit more demanding seeing it's a play anywhere title and it has cross-platform
support.
Yeah, well, at least for the Horde mode. Ooh, there's something. Have cross-platform play for Firefight.
Yeah, but, I mean, is Halo in that form, other than the fours that we have currently for Windows 10, ever going to come out as a fully-fledged game on PC?
No, I think it's in its future. I just don't know how far in its future.
People want it. Well, I hope people want it. Hopefully people are using PC enough to show that they want it. Hopefully.
Well, I mean, there's always been the cry to have another Halo game on PC. We kind of got that with The Forge. I mean, at least you can do customs, which, you know, pretty much that's what turned, you know, Halo 2 and Halo CE turned out being. You know, you just set up custom game servers for PC. There's Your thought. Give me your thought.
Are you trying to talk about like server browser stuff or just kind of overall?
Yeah.
Standard multiplayer first person shooter support on PC.
Yeah, the multiplayer servers. I don't know that they will get to that point. And even if they are, they probably won't be around for very long because people will move on to the new hotness, you know, whatever that happens to be. There's a very devoted group of people that play Halo on PC, and they still play Halo on PC. And, you know, occasionally I'll fire it up and play with it. I haven't recently because I had to reformat my computer, and I haven't got it installed yet. But, you know, it's still fun to kind of go in there and goof around on servers, you know, occasionally.
Yeah. Halo CE and Halo 2, yeah, it's really nice.
And, you know, it's always good to play Halo 2 at 60 frames per second and have the original graphics.
Yes.
And the original gameplay.
Yes. And achievements.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I still need to finish those.
Yeah, me too. There's a handful that I need to get. I think there's like two more I need to get.
Yeah, all the ones I have left are multiplayer ones.
Nice. I think I have a couple of I think I have a couple campaign ones left. But the multiplayer ones, you just have to make sure you have enough people on to get, well, at least for some of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them require you play each game type in each map with at least three other players. So, you know, at least two on each team. And then you have...
What could be free for...
Let's see. One.
Oh, if it's on teams, yeah.
Yeah, those are actual... You know, you have to play all the game types. You know, free for all, capture the flag, assault, all of them on the default maps. And you know, then you have there are free for all achievements. One of them is get 7 different kill based medals in a single game, which I haven't been able to pull that one off yet. Last time we had a Halo 2 game night on PC, I can't think of who it was, but one of our members managed to get that on one of the game nights while we were playing.
Cool.
I can't remember who it was, though.
Was I there for that one?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Anyways, we should do a Halo 2 night at some point again. We need to do an achievement night, too.
Yeah, I need lots of achievements.
Me too, especially Halo Wars. And MCC.
Yeah.
And a couple of Halo 5 ones, too. So wrapping up the latest bulletin, we have a little sneak peek into Tales from Slipspace. So we have a little synopsis of some of the stories that we're going to be seeing in the book coming out. So there's 7 different synopsises that Grim is willing to share with us in the update. The first one is called Knight Takes Bishop. And the synopsis for that is Spartan G-059 is sent on a top-secret mission in order to eliminate a very dangerous loose end. Sangheili warlord Avu Med Talcum, with the servants of the Abiding Telcam. With the servants of Abiding Truth continue to pose a volatile and unpredictable threat, it will be up to one of Oni's top Spartan 3 operatives to complete a valuable piece to a much larger puzzle. Wow, I had a hard time reading that. I don't know why.
Reading hard.
So that's the first one. So some more Spartan 3 action. Next one is Hunting Party. The Silent Shadow is an elite Sangheili hunting party made up of commandos turned assassins in the wake of the Covenant Empire's collapse. Led by Reza Azaval, the Silent Shadow's next target is a powerful Jiralhanna by the name of Atriox. Ooh, little Atriox backstory. When they finally reach their prize, will this enigmatic brute prove enemy or inspiration? Wow. So here's a little intro to Atriox. That'll be cool. And that comes out this month, I believe. Next week?
Ooh.
Someone tell me. It comes out this month, I believe.
I'm going to have to check Amazon and get my audiobook ordered up.
There you go. Someone in the chat, tell me when it is. In the meantime, I'll keep reading. Dominion Splinter. In the wake of New Phoenix, a shattered shard of humanity's post-pivotal artifact artificial intelligence has found its way to the shuttered shuttered gates of an ancient mystery known as the Domain. I guess this will tell us how the Domain is reawakened or whatever.
Nope. That's actually already been told.
What was that in? Was that in
Fractures.
Oh, that's right. So wait, in the wake of New Phoenix, so this is going to be about Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So maybe this will explain a little bit of her going nuts in Halo 5?
Maybe.
Granted, I haven't read Fractures yet, so no one hate me. No one hate me just yet. Next one is Majestic Poker Knight, Spartan Thorn. Aw, it's nice to see him back.
Good.
Spartan Thorn joins his fellow fire team members for a game of Texas Hold'em with the looted legacy of a fallen friend on the line. Interesting.
Okay.
So playing a game of poker to rescue a friend? Kind of what it sounds like?
This sounds like there's going to be some good stories.
So far, I'm liking the lineup.
I'm like, yeah.
Right? Next one is On the Brink. Stolen at 6, engineered to be elite, the Spartan 2's a blue team continue to fearlessly press on, whether it's saving the human race from an alien onslaught or saving a colony of certain destruction where blue team can be called upon, they can be counted upon. It's another Spartan 2 story.
That's good. We haven't heard a lot about Spartan 2's in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Laird, shush. Pins, you too. Next one is Something Has Happened. It has been nearly 6 years since the sacrifice of Spirit of Fire slips. Yeah, sacrifice of Spirit of Fire's slipspace drive on the destruction of Shield World 0459. While the UNSC vessel drifts slowly towards UNSC space, a terrifying vestige of their harrowing experience rears its infinitely ugly head, and heroes must be awoken to once again save the crew. So is this a preface to Halo Wars 2? Well, no, it's 6 years. Hang on, no, it's 6 years. 6 years since the destruction of... Because the time between Spirit of Fire and Halo Wars 2, Halo Wars and Halo Wars 2 is 28 years, 27 years?
28 years.
This is something in between then. Interesting.
Hmm.
Then the last one that they have revealed to us is Undefeated. When AI constructs across UNSC space began heeding Cortana's call, countless human lives were caught in the middle of a maelstrom they didn't even understand. The UNSC New Raid is one such story. When the mixed cargo hauler suddenly finds itself without its ship AI, the crew must discover what it truly means to survive. Nereid, I guess.
Ooh.
There's some good story bits in here, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. I can't wait.
I'm interested.
I was really happy with Fractures.
Yeah? I need to read a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I've gone through it twice now, and I really enjoyed the story. I caught a lot more detail on the second pass-through that I missed the first time, but there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Laird has informed us that the book's already out, and I looked it up, and yeah, it came out last week. So I'm behind. It came out exactly a week ago, actually. That's weird. I thought I had it pre-ordered at one point. Did I cancel my pre-order?
Ooh. Hope not.
You check my Amazon. Make sure. That wraps up the latest community update. Bravo finishes off with some favorite images from the last few years of him being community manager. First one being PAX East 2013, which was his first community event with 343. It's just a bunch of folks sleeping on the floor. Jess is there, Bravo's there, Katie's there, and I don't know who the other guy is. That's my favorite out of the bunch. Then the last one, of course, it looks like he has a grenade in his face.
It's a good place to keep a grenade.
I wonder if they like perfectly timed that or what. Or maybe he's holding, I don't know. But yeah, there's a grenade in his face. So yeah, that's it for the community update this week. Oh, Laird says the book is physically delayed until the 29th of November. That's interesting.
Must have had some problems with the production.
So is like the audiobook and the digital version out and the print edition is not? Yeah, so I have it pre-ordered March 14th. This title will release on November 29th. Yeah. Oh, so the digital is out, but the hardcover or the paperback isn't out yet. Ooh. That's it. That's funny. Well, I've got plenty of other books to read in the meantime, so I don't think I'm missing out on much at the moment.
Not like you're up to date on that.
Yeah, I'll fix that soon.
Christmas is coming. You'll have plenty of time.
Yes, I've got plenty of long plane trips for that. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, short show, not much to talk about, not much news as far as Halo goes, not much news in the community this week. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for adjusting to our new schedule. For those that aren't aware, we're doing these on Tuesdays now instead of Thursdays, so we're a little bit more in tune and on time with the community updates. And it also will probably be a little bit easier for me to get episodes out more on a regular basis as well, instead of being behind all the time. Because once the weekend comes, my schedules are usually out the window versus during the week, where it's a little more solid, so I can actually work on the episodes during the week. So reasons are twofold there, and I hope everyone can adjust accordingly and come visit us over on our Twitch channel on Tuesday nights. You can also come on Friday nights when Godzilla T hosts Fragment Fridays and play some fun custom, some Warzone, kind of lobbies pick, and have some fun with that. I actually joined up for the first time in a few months this past Friday, and we had a good time in Warzone Firefight. We almost had a full party.
We were one person short, but we did wind up winning the game. We actually had a pretty good night in Warzone Friday. I think we only lost one game, so pretty good night,
I'll say.
I did release another episode of my Hunt for Junk this week, or
yay,
today.
Hunt for Junk.
About 10 minutes before we started the podcast. Well, started live stream at least.
Yeah.
I'm a little overdue on that one. It kind of got away from me.
No worries.
It's amazing how life gets in the way. And then I got to spend 2.5 hours trying to figure out why my editing program wouldn't work. Yay, new NVIDIA drivers. Gotta love them.
Oh, that was why. That's interesting, actually.
What kept throwing me is I use Adobe, and Photoshop would work, but the video editor wouldn't. Premiere wouldn't. I'm like, what the? But turned out it was the video driver. They updated the video driver, and apparently Adobe doesn't like the new driver. Yay.
Well, you got it fixed, though, right?
I got it fixed.
Yay. That works. So, yes, go check out his Hunt for Junk over on his YouTube channel, Godzilla Todd.
And if you want to be a part of a Podtacular production, hit me up on Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T, and we'll get you in an episode of Achieving Halo.
Yes! Achieving Halo. You're still on Mission 6?
We are on...
Or Mission 7 now.
Evacuation.
So still number 6.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So folks, he needs help. Join up.
Which this is going to be a fun one, because I'm also going to try to get the scoring achievements as well.
Yeah. Some new stuff thrown in there.
And a person with capture equipment could be very useful on this one to get a second point of view. Well, there's one piece of intel that if you're going for the skull, you can't really stop and get it. So I need somebody to stop and get it while I keep going on for getting the skull.
The whole timer one?
Yeah, you got 2 minutes to kill, what, 6 cones?
I think it's 5, but yeah, something like that.
5 or 6 cones, which it's doable, but if you stop and get the intel, it's not doable.
Yeah, it's got to do kind of multiple run-throughs or have multiple people helping you out.
Uh-huh. Which, you know, I don't have a problem doing another run-through, but if somebody wants to help out and wants to be part of the entertainment for a Podtacular video, hit me up.
Do it. You can also check us out on our social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch if you're listening to us live. If we have it, you can hit it by going to podtacular.com/whatever the platform may be, and then it'll take you there. Oh, and we also have Discord. Forgot to mention that.
Discord!
Huge shout-outs to Decane for last week getting a channel set up for us. He's partnered with Discord, so he has a nice server that has some increased audio settings for us to use. So he's graciously allowed us to use his server for that, which is awesome. So huge props to Decane for setting that up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also check out our podcast network. We are part of a network of gaming-specific podcasts, which include Critcast, which is a TF2 podcast, Guardian Radio, which is a Destiny podcast, The Learning Cliff, which is an EVE Online podcast, which they actually don't really post episodes anymore, but they still kind of attract a listenership, and apparently it's still actually a pretty good resource as far as getting into the game if anyone's interested in the Evil Online franchise. There's also Podcast 76, which is kind of unofficially affiliated with the podcast network. It's hosted by a few of the same guys that did Critcast, and it's an Overwatch podcast, so they're kind of affiliated, but not affiliated on paper type of thing. So it's weird. But if you're interested in Overwatch and want a podcast to go listen to, definitely recommend you check out Podcast 76. And then there's a couple other podcasts on there as well that aren't necessarily gaming specific, which is How to Murder Time and the what's the other one? Critcast Grinding Radio. Wow, I can't think of the other one. There's one other one that I'm blanking on for some reason.
Let's see. How many times has Dust said this?
I know that's the part that really kills me at the moment right now too.
How many times have I heard Dust say this, and I can't remember it either.
I know it's so bad, right? Oh, geez, it's bad. I am slacking here tonight. I'm sorry, folks. Anyways, there's five or six different podcasts part of the network. So yeah. And you can find more about them over at podka.st or thepodcast.com. And just head on over there and let them know that we sent you. Again, if you're not even interested in those games specifically, it's more kind of along the lines of they are... Oh, Work in Progress. That was it. Work in Progress and How to Murder Time. Jeez. But they're just great overall podcasts to listen to. Great quality. The hosts are really good at keeping the content entertaining and keeping the conversation going. Most of the time we get that, some of the times we don't, but go on over and check those out. And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will see you guys again next Tuesday. Then the Tuesday after that, we'll be celebrating 15 years of Halo. 15 years. It's kind of sad that there's no Halo Fest for 15. Maybe for 20.
Maybe.
Keep on fragging Tuesdays. Instead of Thursdays now.